This is Steve Ember.
And this is Faith Lapidus with Explorations in VOA Special English. Today, we tell about the National Geographic Society and its international programs.
Books, movies, magazines, maps, television programs, internet sites, trips for travelers, continuing support for research and exploration around the world. These are all ways an American organization, the National Geographic Society, is trying to increase its worldwide reach. The National Geographic Society began in the United States more than a century ago with 33 members. Today it has more than 9 million members worldwide. It is the largest nonprofit scientific and educational organization in the world. It has taught millions of people about the world they live in, the deep oceans, and outer space.
In 1888, 33 men gathered at a social club in Washington, D.C. They were scientists, explorers, military officers, and teachers. Most of them had traveled many places. They were excited about new discoveries. They believed in the importance of geography, the study of the Earth and its resources. The men believed travel helps people understand their world and other cultures. So they decided to create an organization for people interested in knowing more about the world. They named it the National Geographic Society. 9 months later, they published their first effort to communicate with members. It was the official record of the society. It contained factual, scientific reports.
Gilbert H. Grosvenor became the editor of the magazine in 1903. He remained with the magazine for 55 years. He wanted to increase the society's membership by presenting the living, breathing, human interest truth about this great world of ours. He wanted the magazine to offer simple, clear writing describing the personal experience of explorers and photographs of what they saw. The magazine continues to offer writing that describes the personal experiences of explorers and adventurers. It has become famous for its memorable photographs from around the world. It is a record of what is happening to cultures, nature, science, and technology. Today, about 40 million people read the National Geographic magazine every month. It is published in 25 languages, including Japanese, Korean, Greek, Chinese, Turkish, and Russian. 8 years ago, only 20% of the National Geographic readers lived outside the United States. Now, more than 40% of the readers live outside the United States.
During the last century, the National Geographic Society expanded in many different areas. It now publishes 4 other magazines, including one especially for children. It publishes about 80 books a year for adults and children, a total of more than 2,000 books in 32 languages. The National Geographic also produces videos and movies. It has an internet website, nationalgeographic.com. And it has 20 local websites, including ones in India, Brazil, Japan, Romania, and Latin America. National Geographic Channels International broadcasts television programs in 26 languages. People in about 150 countries can see them. One recent program followed the steps of early explorer Marco Polo in China. Another went to the middle of a tornado to see nature at its worst. The main goal of the National Geographic Society still is to support research and exploration throughout the world. The Committee for Research and Exploration has paid for more than 7,000 scientific research and exploration projects in about 180 countries. 40% of the grants have been given to explorers and scientists outside the United States. Recently, the Society has increased its international reach through new programs for younger explorers and for filmmakers.
In 1998, the National Geographic created the Expeditions Council. The Council awards grants for explorations in unrecorded or little-known areas of the world. Rebecca Martin is Executive Director of the Expeditions Council. She says it is seeking projects that may not be scientific, but will provide exciting stories in words and pictures about the world we live in. In the year 2000, the Society began a program to honor and give financial support to experienced explorers. There are 8 explorers in residence now. They share what they learn with the public through National Geographic Society books, magazines, television programs, and talks.
Underwater explorer Robert Ballard is one of the explorers in residence. He returned this year to the Atlantic Ocean to examine the famous sunken passenger ship, the Titanic, 19 years after he discovered it. He found that other divers are damaging the ship when they land on it and remove objects. His new examination of the Titanic led to a National Geographic book, a magazine report, and 2 television programs. The newest explorers in residence are Maeve and Louise Leakey, who are mother and daughter. They are paleontologists who have made important discoveries of early human ancestors and prehistoric mammals in Africa.
Last month, the Society announced a new program for younger explorers. Barbara Moffat is a spokeswoman for the National Geographic Society. She says the Emerging Explorers Program is designed to help younger people who are adding to world knowledge. Up to 10 people will be chosen each year. Each one will receive an award of $10,000 to help with his or her research and explorations. The program is open to explorers, scientists, photographers, and storytellers who are not yet known for their work.
9 people are in the first group of emerging explorers. One of them is Turney Tees, who works for a movie company in California. She has spent 4 years traveling the oceans of the world. She is studying a giant sunfish named the mola. It can weigh more than 225 kilograms. Zarai Alamsagad is an anthropology researcher in Leipzig, Germany. He is leading a scientific dig in Ethiopia's Afar area. His team is discovering important information about the 4-million-year history of human development. Photographer Jimmy Chin is another emerging explorer. He is climbing some of the highest mountains in the world to take pictures of places most people will never see.
Earlier this year, the National Geographic launched the All Roads Film Project. Its goal is to provide support to filmmakers who are members of a native group or minority culture. The All Roads Film Project will provide grant money to produce films or videos. Experienced filmmakers will offer training and advice. The program will provide public showings of some of the best movies made by independent filmmakers who have difficulty getting their work shown. This month, movies made in 16 countries will be shown at 2 All Roads Film Festivals in Los Angeles, California, and Washington, D.C. A group of movie industry advisors chose the winners from more than 500 entered in the competition. Members of the native Maoris of Australia made one of the movies. It is about a group of Maori soldiers in World War II. Another movie, made in Thailand, looks at a Buddhist's feelings about terrorism. An Iranian actress directed a movie that shows Iranian women and what they think.
The National Geographic Society has become increasingly concerned about the need to protect the Earth's natural resources. It also believes that young people must better understand the world if they are to become its future leaders. And the Society needs to provide exciting stories for its television programs and magazines that are produced in many areas of the world. So, Rebecca Martin says, the National Geographic is always looking for younger explorers whose exciting projects will help people understand their world.
This program was written by Marilyn Cristiano and produced by Mario Ritter. Our studio engineer was John Ellison. This is Steve Ember.
And this is Faith Lapidus. Join us again next week for Explorations in VOA Special English.